Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Welcome to the show in which we talk about the Yankees. Friday night, the Yankees lost. Saturday, they walked them off. Sunday came, we'll do it all again. We were only having fun. I can do Billy Joel forever. So, Jake, how you doing?
I thought that was Moby. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Last time I sang Moby, I got sick and died, so I don't do it anymore.
Here we go down, going to the east side. Yeah, Jim, big hair episode of the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Big rubber match. We haven't seen a rubber match like this since.
You ever tried to light a fire with a rubber match?
Oh, yeah.
Smells, doesn't work perfect.
Doesn't work. So, yeah, excited. September, it's the third day of September, but it's September 1st.
September 1st, but it is the third day of September.
The call-ups are here. Happy Labor Day weekend. Brett Gardner lost the R on the end of his name. He's going Gardney today. And Clint Frazier, an old friend, finds his way into the lineup. The only kind of sad news for Yankees fans, if we're being honest, is J-Hap on the mound. But, hey, Jim.
Hey. Yeah. Dude, I love September.
Yeah. Well, it's been September for a little bit.
I hate August. But now it's like everyone's with me now.
It's been long December, and there's reason. Those aren't the right months, even.
It's been a long September. November.
Right.
And there's reason to believe maybe next year will be better than the last. This year's pretty good. Yanks are in first place. Terrible song choice, Jake. Chalk that up as a dumb. Thank you. All right. Anyway, the Yankees lineup is as follows. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing third base. Aaron Judge, he hit a home run yesterday to tie it. DJ hit the home run to win it. Don't forget about Judge's home run to tie it.
Yeah.
His separate upper deck.
It's good.
Gleyber Torres is batting third, playing second base. Gary Sanchez, he had a home run yesterday. Two, in fact. And he's catching and behind the dish and batting fourth. Didi Gregorius is at shortstop. He made a very nice play yesterday to get out of an inning. Gardney is in center field, batting seventh. Clint Frazier makes his return to the lineup and is in the DH spot. And Tauchman is in left field, batting ninth. Hap on the bump. I think this Yankee team could not wait for September call-ups. I'm happy they called up Clint right away, because if they let it linger at all, it becomes a headline. And that's just a distraction. So I'm happy they called him up right away. Let's not make this a will they, won't they, why aren't they? What's Clint think about this? You know what I mean? That would have been terrible. Get it done with. Call him up. Great. Comes in and DHs right away because a lot of these games they've had both their catchers playing because the team's so nicked up. And they don't want to play Wade.
or Mike Ford DHing against lefties. We've seen that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they can use him. And the only thing there would have been, you know, could these final AAA games, would Clint Frazier be getting run? Are they in the playoffs? Blah, blah, blah. They decide it doesn't matter because they can use him on the big league team. That's big for Clint. Clint had the right quotes. He said he's super excited to get the call. Feels like the first time he got called up, which is kind of weird because it totally doesn't. But, that's out of the way. They call up Chance Adams and Ryan Dahl, too.
Why call up Chance? I know why call up Chance.
You know why.
I know why. You just need arms in case you're getting
blown
out.
You know why.
In case you're getting blown out or you're bleeding, you need arms. So I know why. But go let him like play in the playoffs and pitch some quality innings. Because, well, you know what? You don't have anything. Never mind. I get it. Don't put him in a game that's anywhere within 5 runs.
I think we're seeing him or Ryan Dahl today for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, didn't we? We used like all the bullpen yesterday.
Damn. So you're telling me it's Hap to fucking Dahl Chance? Dahl Chance and Nestor?
I think Hap to Dahl, potentially Nestor. Yeah.
God damn it.
I mean, Chapman hasn't doubled up, so you could get it to Chapman. I'm trying to think, but all four horsemen pitched yesterday and Friday.
But they didn't all pitch 2 days in a row.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess we're doing pitching path to victory early. Hap gets the start. Let's see. Chad Green can definitely go. He threw 20 pitches. Damn, yeah. Chad, what happened yesterday? 20 pitches to get one out. Tommy Canley's out. Corey Guerin's out. Ottavino can definitely go today. Chapman and Britton can definitely go today. So they got three. That's fine. So, I mean, if Hap can go to the sixth, then we're set. Don't think he's going to be able to do that. So I think you're going to have – it's going to be one of these guys to bridge the gap. It's going to be Nestor, Dahl, or Chance.
Damn. I think we're getting Dahl.
Give me the devil I don't know.
Yeah. We're going Dahl to Dahl, Hap to Dahl.
Boring game, huh?
It's going to be a great game.
Well, you know what? On the other side of things, their lineup is as follows. Semien at shortstop, at third, Olsen at first, Kana at center field, Davis at DH, Pinder at right field, Profar at left field, Newsy at second base, Fegley at catcher, and Manea, the pitcher, making his start coming back, his first start coming back from injury, Jake. For a calendar year, he's been out.
I thought you used to be the speed reading champ. That was soft. You want another go at that?
A lot of hard names. It's not like reading, but I can. Can I just do their names? Semien, Chapman, Olsen, Kana, Davis, Pinder, Profar, Newsy, Fegley. Newsy's throwing me up.
Newsy's throwing you off.
And also, it's super small on my screen. Hold on.
Well, and it's pronounced Noose. He's been tying up the Yanks. Yeah, Manaya's kind of fun. Literally almost a calendar year and a week to the day. Got shoulder surgery. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm sure they have him on a pitch count and everything. We're probably going to get a lot of bullpen both ways today. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised they're throwing him. I mean, it's not a big game, but like it feels like there could have been other games than the Sunday Yankee game for them to bring back Sean Manaea on the road.
They pushed someone just to do this. They pushed Fires to do this. So like for some reason, this is what they want.
And the Yankees have still been like so good against lefties, so that's a little bizarre.
I saw Manaea throw a no hitter.
And sucks.
Last season. So take that for what it's worth.
You say Manaea, I say Manaea.
All right, Manaea versus these Yankees, Jake. Cameron Maybin not playing, but he has 3 hits against him. Edwin Encarnacion, he's got a hit, not playing. Romine, a hit, not playing. Hicks, a hit, not playing. Judge, 3-for-5 with a homer. That. Wow, 3-for-5 with a homer for Judge. And Brett and Didi are the only other people playing that have faced him 0-for-2. Damn. Not a lot of action there, huh?
Not a ton.
Hap versus these Orioles. I just call every team the Orioles now. It's a new thing I'm working on.
Yikes.
Versus the A's. Dude, Marcus Semien has 3 home runs versus Hap. 9 hits, ooh, 3 home runs, 9-for-21, 478 on base percentage.
Tough matchup.
Damn. Profar, 4-for-8 against Hap.
Not great.
It's not good, man. Last time Hap faced them in Oakland, 4 innings pitched, 5 earned runs.
How about Chris Davis back?
He's a dad now.
Dad strength.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could have been two-time dad. Do we know
if it's the first kid? Did you already name his kid?
No.
Me neither.
Okay. Just thought you had a killer. I saw you had your joke face on, so I thought you had a killer one, but you just went with the me either.
I don't know either.
It's good. It's honest.
It's honest. I'll look it up. Chris Davis kid name. I think that'll work in the Google.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, his middle name is Adrian. How about that?
Nice. I love the name Adrian.
You do?
How do you spell it?
A-D-R-I-A-N. How else would you spell Adrian? That's the only way I would.
Well, there's like the girl's name, Adrian. That is like I-E-N-N-E.
Oh, yeah. Okay. His dad's name was Rodney, and he played for the Dodgers. Why, did you know that?
Nope.
Damn. He played for the Mexican national team? Wouldn't have guessed that.
Huh.
Ma.
All right. Okay. You got a what to watch for today, Jim?
Oh, well, this is kind of a homer draft, so I'll save it for that. I think Judge is hitting another home run.
Oh, wow.
Judge is looking good, man. It's scary.
Looks really good.
He looks really good. I like it. Gary's going to throw someone out today. Judge is going to hit a home run. And Talkman's going to make a nice catch. And that's that. Someone in the outfield is going to have to make a nice catch today because Hap's going to give up a lot of fly balls.
Okay, so Hap... That's going to be Hap's get out of jail. Someone makes a big catch today.
Outfield's going to need a pickup Hap. Judge maybe will casually rob one.
So you kind of wish Frazier was out there?
I'm not shit-talking Clint. I'm happy for him that he came up.
And no, I asked you a question. No,
I think it would be bad if Frazier was out there with Hap on the mound.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting thing to watch, you know, when do they pick their spots to play Clint in the field, and is he going to play right field again, or is he just going to play left field, and how's that all happen? But today's DHing. I do think he's going to hit a home run, and I didn't want to give that away.
Wow. Well, Jimmy, my what to watch for is the fun fest that is the last three hitters in this order. Coming into the season, Jim, Brett Gardner. How long are we going to play Brett Gardner? He's not as good as Frazier. Frazier's better than him. This whole season goes down. Gardner has played incredible center field, left field. Mike Tauchman comes to the team out of literally left field to start the season. He ends up being incredible. There were Tauchman-Frazier debates up until a month ago. Tauchman goes insane. Tauchman's like the leader in the clubhouse to be our starting left fielder next year. And up comes big old Clint, going to take his horse to the hotel room. He's DHing. He's out of AAA. The Yankees and Clint and Clint's agent have been working on healing that relationship because they clearly did want to move him. And now everyone's coming back and be like, all right, let's be amicable about this. We'll call you up September 1st. You know, work on your defense in AAA. Like, let's mend this relationship a little bit. And they have been, and Clint said the right stuff on his way up. So I'm just watching those three having a party at the bottom of the lineup. Old man Gardy, young Clint, and his new friend, enemy, Mikey T.
Gonna take that horse to the hotel room. I'm gonna fuck that horse. That song still gets a lot of play, huh?
Good tune.
Yeah, it's kind of wild how Gardner, Frazier, and Tauchman have intertwined. They intertwined for a while, and then they all kind of straightened out. And it's like, this is where I belong, and this is where I belong, and this is where you belong, and that's that. Because for a while, it was really muddy. It's like, how's this going to work?
Yeah.
But glad, like I said, I'm glad they called Clint up early so we just don't have to have it be a storyline. And they also need help right now. Maben's still nursing like a hurt wrist. I'm sure there are people beat up that we have zero idea they're beat up.
Maben's nicked up. Andy's looked bad. Clint, I mean, yeah, we've been using Mike Ford, and he took advantage of his opportunities against lefties. But Clint Frazier, I mean, if his bat is right, I mean, again, Jim, there was times this year when Clint batted cleanup for us, right? And now
you can now say he's that about the, almost every player, though.
Not Mike Tauchman.
You gone?
I mean, we just September call-ups. You're in the eight hole. He's a guy that was huge for us at points of this year.
Yeah, there was that stretch before he hurt his ankle in the West Coast trip where he was, like, raking.
Yeah.
You got me interested to see how many people have batted cleanup for us now. Guess how many different players have batted cleanup for the Yankees this season?
I would guess 7.
12.
Wow.
Gary, Glaber, Didi, Voit, Gio, Clint, Encarnacion, Hicks, Stanton, Andujar.
It's 10.
It says 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 10. I don't know. So maybe they only.
Maybe it's 12 with like replacements and subs or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's odd. Maybe there's only. It looks like there's only room for 12 because even though 18 players have batted in the nine hole, they only label the top 10. So there's two more that have played less than 4 games. I don't know who they are. Okay. Come on, Baseball Reference. Do better.
Be better. Do better. Is it home or draft o'clock?
I guess so. What's your third one to watch for?
I've already given numerous. Didi. Dude, Didi's got to get going. People on the internet are starting to get really down on Didi and can't do that game.
Oh, so glad that hasn't come to my feed.
He's got to have a big September.
Didi's fine. He's fine. Like, he's going to be the starting shortstop in the playoffs.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't want to come to grips with that. And his OBP is super low right now. So he's a good September would go a long way for everyone.
Made a nice play in the field yesterday.
Yeah?
Oh, Bird bat cleanup once. They don't have him on here. Bird.
Stuff.
Dude, this is a really funny page of Baseball Reference. The Yankees lineups throughout the season. It's nuts. Oh, and Kendrys Morales. That's the other one. He batted cleanup once.
Mr. Kenmo.
How many times have we had the same 1-9 this season? If you have it like 7, that's a lot for any.
3 team. Times.
Twice. They've never had the same 1-9. I was going to say it's 2 or 3. Yeah. The most common lineup. They've had 4 twice. Crazy. All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. The two guys I chose in game 1 homered in game 2. I was a day off, but Jake got Gary again. And you called that right field shot. That was rather impressive, Jake.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't get cocky about it.
No. I don't want. That's what I'm about to come down from. It's not cocky that I called it at the right moment, which, I mean, yeah, sure, it's crazy impressive. Everyone's tweeting at me and sending me money and gifts and wanting me to name their kids Adrian and stuff like that. No, it's not about that. It's about just the idea. Like, Gary Sanchez has that homer in his repertoire, and we hadn't seen it in a little while. So it just felt like it was coming up. So that was neat.
That was neat. Okay, well, you get to go first.
I get to go first in the homer draft today? Isn't that a real treat? Unfortunately, we are going to have a mini case of theft here.
That's bullshit. That's why I didn't want to do it. That's why I didn't want to do it.
Well, I was going to take him anyways because my second pick is going to be Judge, but my first pick will be Clint Frazier.
You're a sucker.
And my second pick will be Aaron Judge. The two guys you said would homer today. How about that?
I mean, the chat is witness. You stole my picks.
You're the worst homer draft player on the show.
Yeah, because you keep stealing my picks.
That's not how the homer draft works. It rotates every other day. You got to pick. You got to figure out the game, man.
I mean, I'm just here innocent.
I could tell you everyone in the lineup is going to homer today, and then if you take one of them and they homer, I'll be like, oh, look, I said Didi could homer today.
That's a little different than me telling you which two specific guys I think you're going to homer, and then you take
Aaron
both of them.
Aaron Judge, one of the best and hottest players in baseball.
Yeah.
Sorry for taking him. And then Clint Frazier's just a good play today. You know, can I? Maybe I don't even want Clint anymore. I'd rather you have. You know, I don't want Clint. I'm sick of him. He's a bum. Give me LeMahieu. Screw it.
Okay, cool. Jake took DJ LeMahieu and Judge, and I am taking.
Garbage.
I'm
getting sad in the homer draft. It's getting sad.
I mean, you just keep stealing my picks and then getting them. So
it's getting really sad. There's no stealing picks in the homer draft.
I am taking Clint and Talkman because Talkman's sniffing Clint out. I'm going to hit one.
Like it.
Yeah. The over-under yesterday was easy as hell. I don't know what Vegas was thinking.
A lot of free money in Vegas.
It was stupid. So we're both two for our last two in the over-under, which is great.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb and they keep setting it too high. Now we have Hap versus Manea, who's coming off. It's his first big league start.
If they don't have it set at 11 today, they're just fools.
It should be 11 again, and I'm more tempted to take the over. But if they bump it up to like 11.5 or 12, I'm taking the under.
Let's see. Major League Baseball. Ooh, Reds Cardinals doubleheader today. Don't care. Let's see. The over under is 11.
Smart.
11.
Now I'm a little torn. You're taking the over?
It's the over. Yeah, we're gonna get a lot of. I think innings 4 through 6 today, I think are gonna be probably lesser bullpen arms for both teams, and Manaea's first MLB start. Happer being Happer, I'm taking the over.
Like a 6-6 game is over. That's how I have to figure out some scores in my head and be like, I can see a 6-7-6 game easy tonight.
We might get one double digit team tonight. At least an 8. Someone's gonna get 8 on the board.
I'm gonna go over as well. It's Hap and Manaea and bullpens. Are you having trouble staying like intense for these games?
Like intense? Or what are you saying?
Are you having trouble like putting your heart into these games?
I think yesterday was tricky because if we lost yesterday, you had to take your heart out of it and just say, oh, the A's killed us this year. What's dead is done and move on. I mean, it was a really bummer when we went down again yesterday, but I mean, after that rally, you know, that it was a dead game for a little bit. The Yankees came back, they got the dub. And now if they win today, they can just say like, oh yeah, I mean, you guys beat us on the West Coast trip, but we took care of business at home. Cause that's just what we do.
I'm just kind of ready for playoffs and it's like, okay, just no one get hurt. And don't lose like a bunch of games, and I don't care. And I wanted to be more invested in that game yesterday, but I'm like, none of this matters. Home field advantage, like that's going to come down to the last 2 weeks of the season naturally, and then I'll be really invested then.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, every win counts. They'll say, yeah, it'll be interesting because like if Hap throws a dud out there, you just have to uninvest instantly.
Okay, whatever. Still in the playoffs.
If Hap gives us a respectable outing, 5 innings 2, 5 innings 3, then I'm still vested. Because, Jim, the other thing our home not losing series streak is still on the line, and I kind of want to keep that going.
Have we been shut out yet?
No. So we got the shutout streak, we've got the winning at home streak, and now I'm kind of on team catch those pesky little Twins. So I've got a couple things. It's just good fodder for the DVD.
Yeah, I don't care about the Twins, but I care about the other things more.
It's just good fodder.
You got a good father?
What was that?
Let's go to the chat, see what they're talking about. Imagine if Stanton pulls a Jacoby Ellsbury, plays one season, then stays on the IL. He's starting to ramp up. Yeah. Doesn't really have the same history as Jacoby.
Be a while.
This season's bizarre, but the one ball to the face season's not that. Plus, this injury to his knee was crazy bad. Remember all those doctors tweeting out like, oh shit, like that is a terrible injury. Which is so weird because it didn't look like much. But there's all those doctors that were like, that one's bad. If Stan did that, Jeter comes out of retirement and gives some quality at bats for... Jake doesn't even need the tiny screen with his tiny head. They were asking when we were going to do tiny screen again. We didn't set any parameters for it.
Live it. Today's the hair up.
It's the hair up, yeah. So this kid thinks Stan's lying about his injury.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Good face. live stream the Severino start and Edwin DH. Sevy starting AAA today, Jake.
That's right.
Someone actually said if Hap throws a dud, can Yes just switch streams to the Sevy start? And it would be like a good time to do picture in picture. Like Yes, like
what's more important for the Yankees playoffs? So easily the Sevy AAA start.
So easily. That's a real great point. Kind of a weird thing to think about. How Severino does today in AAA is so much more important than how Hap does. Yeah, cool. Got any last words? They're saying they don't. I never said he was lying. I think there's some semantics there. He said he was exaggerating it. And exaggerating is a form of lying. So you did say he was lying. That's a semantics. Anyway, Jake, got any last words?
Clean.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.